All right. Does anybody else got anything? Boy, that ought to encourage you today. Amen. That ought to encourage you this morning. And thank God for these young people. Anybody else got anything on your heart before we look into the Word of God for a few moments today? All right. Take your Bible, if you would, please, this morning and turn to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms this morning. I want to look at the 127th Psalm. And I want to read this little short chapter this morning, or this song, if you will, this morning. And give you a few thoughts that the Lord's placed upon my heart for this day and for this hour. And I pray it'll be a blessing and a help to you. Verse number 3 out of this great song is going to actually be our text verse this morning. As we went to youth camp this week and I pondered and thought upon some things. And as we think about the independence of our nation and as we celebrate, God just began to deal with my heart about some thoughts. And I'm going to try to leave them with you this morning. I pray they'll be a blessing and a help to each and every one here today. Psalm, the 127th Psalm. You find your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God, if you're able to stand, and if you're not able, that's certainly okay. The 127th Psalm this morning, the Bible says in the 127th Psalm, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman awaketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sheep. Verse number 3, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As ours are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of thy youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed. They shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Verse number 3, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Father, to thank you, Father, for another day on this side of eternity, to thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, to thank you for, Lord, this day that we've been able to come and, Lord, been able to worship you already this morning, to hear the teaching of the Word of God, to hear the beautiful singing, Lord, for these children that, Lord, have blessed our heart, not only today, but, Lord, throughout this week, and, Lord, to see what you've done in their hearts and their lives. Lord, I thank you, and Lord, I praise you, and Lord, I thank you for what you've done in my own heart and my own life. And, Lord, now I look to you this morning. I pray, Father, now that you anoint these lips of clay. Lord, I pray that you'd help us this morning as we stand, and, Lord, as we give the thoughts, Lord, that you placed upon our heart, Father, for this very hour, for this day. And I pray as the Word of God is preached this morning, I pray that ears and hearts will be open and receptive to what you have for us this morning. Pray you'll challenge our hearts. I pray this morning that, Lord, if there's here some without Christ, that, Lord, you convict the heart. Maybe some out of the will of God. Lord, I don't know today, but, Father, I pray. God, use us now this morning as we stand for just a little while. And I pray Christ to be exalted. Lord, I pray that we'll each be drawn closer to you. Father, we love you this morning. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Lord, thank you for what you're going to do. Bless our time together now. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. Again, as God began to deal with my heart as we thought about some faults for the day, and again for things that have taken place this week with our young people, I begin to think about not only that, but certainly as we are reminded and as we celebrate the independence of our great nation, I begin to think about some things. And the title today, or the thought for the message, is simply be this: what are we passing on to the children? I wonder this morning, what are we passing on to our children, to our grandchildren, to the next generations that are coming behind us? And I know many people would say, well, preacher, the Lord's getting ready to soon come, and we're just going to kind of just wait around till he comes and go home to be with him. Well, that's great this morning, but I'll tell you what, we don't know when. We do know he is coming, but we don't know when he is coming. And nowhere in the scriptures has he ever said for us just to sit down and certainly tonight or this morning not be conscious of the needs around us, and certainly the work that God's given us to do. I believe we are to work. I believe we are to watch. I believe we are to work. I believe we are to listen until he comes. And so this morning, God began to deal with my heart about this all. What are we passing on to these children, these young people, the ones that were standing here before us this morning, the ones that come up on the platform this morning and quoting Scripture, what are we going to pass on to these children this morning? As we are reminded as we celebrate this independence of our great nation, even with all of its problems and its shortcomings, I'm glad this morning that I'm still an American. I'm glad for the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. But with blessings certainly comes great responsibilities. I guess this morning the question that each of us should ask ourselves again, what are we passing on to our children and the next generations coming behind us? This morning I pray that we would all today certainly be conscious again of the responsibility that we have today to continue to live before them right, and certainly even for them to remember certainly the great things that have happened so that we could come this morning and worship the great God that we have today. We have before us on the platform and all out in the front this morning different displays of different things reminding us that someone has given their life, someone has given time, some folks have sacrificed so that you and I this morning could have the opportunity to do the things in which we do. So I begin to think about that. What are we passing on to our children in reference to this independence and this freedom that we so get to celebrate? And we ought to celebrate. We ought to thank God for it this morning, because without the hand of God today, then certainly there's no doubt that we would not be what we are. Even with all of its problems and all of its sin and all of its rebellion, God's still been good to each and every one of us. God's been good to this nation, and our children need to be reminded today. I thank God they ought not to take for granted. I'm afraid we take a lot of things for granted this morning, but we need to teach our children and the next generation is coming on behind us again some things and pass on some things to them that they can remember and be reminded of so that they too will be appreciative of the freedoms that we have this morning. And so I begin to think about these verses of Scripture and this particular verse in verse number 3. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. And so I looked up that word heritage as it's used in our text. And of course, a heritage means something that is inherited. But also in its original sense or the original thought of the word heritage here, it means a stream or something that flows. It's not something that necessarily is inherited and passed down at the end of someone's life, but it's something that flows, something that is passed on continually into the life of someone. And we see that God here, the psalmist says that these children are a heritage of the Lord. And thank God for these children. I thank God for them this morning. But again comes a great responsibility that we teach them and that we train them, not only this morning upon the things as we celebrate independence, but again, most of all this morning, the spiritual things that we need to pass on to them. Listen, we don't need to wait until we get ready to leave this world to leave them something this morning. Hallelujah, we need to be leaving it with them all the time. It needs to be a continual flow that's coming forth from our lives that they can see that there is a true and a living God, and He's worthy to know, and He's worthy to serve, and He's worthy to worship this morning. I don't know about you. Well, I'm so glad the blessings that God has bestowed upon me and upon my family and upon this church this morning. God has been good. God is good, and God will always be good. Irregardless today of where our nation might stand, God will always be God. God will always be in control. God will always be on the throne. And thank God, I'm glad that my King, hallelujah, is alive and well this morning, as they so wonderfully sang about. I'm glad He's alive today. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive this morning. Hallelujah. These young people, we need to pass on some things to them that will help them and remind them, and hopefully they should appreciate, but also see the responsibility that all of us have to uphold this morning concerning the things of God and even our nation. And so, again, this thing of heritage is something that's inherited. Again, in its original sense, it was a stream, something that flows. And this morning, I pray that there will be some things that would flow from my life that would help my children and my grandchildren and would help your children and your grandchildren this morning and those children that you have in your life today. And so, again, there's two things about this heritage. Number one, it should be appreciated. We should show appreciation. And that's the reason we're doing the things today that we're doing, showing the appreciation, certainly for the things that have been done so that we could celebrate the freedoms and the independence that we have today. We should show appreciation. And then not only that, but also, again, to think about the responsibility that each of us hold to pass it on. There's three areas, and I want to deal with them quickly this morning. I realize time's getting away. I realize that we have a busy afternoon. But there's three particular things that I want to pass along to these children that are here this morning. Now, that you should not forget that we, as God's people and as Americans, that we need to continue to pass on to them. Number one, I thought about this. We need to pass along to them this morning America's founding or its foundation. I want you to know this morning, friend, it's not by accident that America was founded. I'm telling you this morning, and I hope and pray that they still teach this in the schools. I don't know whether they do or not, but I pray that they do. I pray that they teach a clear presentation of the founding of this great nation. Again, it's not by accident that we're here. I pray that they go all the way back to the times that the pilgrims left England, and they left because they wanted to get out from under the tyranny of that Church of England. They wanted to be able to come to a country where they could worship the true and the living God without restraint. Oh, I'm telling you this morning, and I realize that there was others that came for other circumstances and other situations. But friend, I want to tell you what, this morning, America's founding again was not by accident. These folks got together, your forefathers and my forefathers, and they come to this country so that they could seek out God in their own way and worship God. Listen, we ought to thank God for that this morning, and they need to be reminded of America's founding today. And I'll tell you what, this morning, we have the responsibility to pass that on. Don't wait for the school system to do it. They may not do it. They may tell them something totally different. Listen, we're living in a secular world. We're living in a world that wants nothing to do, I'm afraid, this morning, with the God that we know and we serve. And they need to know. They need to know how this country was founded, my friend. They need to know about America's founding, its foundation. Let me say some things about its founding or its foundation. As we said, number one, it needs to know about its history. Now, again, how the pilgrims, how they risk everything to found a nation for the purpose of freedom, to escape the tyranny of the Church of England. And not only starting there in the 1600s and talking about the pilgrims, but coming up and seeing the history of how those men come together and form that Declaration of Independence so that you and I, hallelujah, could have the freedom this morning to worship the true and the living God. I'm telling you, let's pass on to the next generations the importance of the founding of this great nation. They need to know. Don't expect, again, somebody else to teach them. You teach them. You train them. You show appreciation. Because we have a responsibility to uphold. In America's founding this morning, where its foundations, not only should we remind them and teach them of its history, but we also should remind them of its heartaches. Hey, man, you say, preacher, what are you talking about? Friend, I want to tell you what, from the time that they set sail to come to this country, to found this country, to come to a country where they could worship the true and the living God, from that time until this day, there's been heartache after heartache after heartache. There's been many a mama and a daddy that's lost a son or lost a daughter standing in battle, fighting for the very freedom that we have this morning. Hey, listen, everybody don't have this. Everybody don't get to share in this. Everybody don't have the kind of freedom that we have today. And friend, I want to tell you what, not only
should we remind them of its history? But we ought to remind them of its heartache. Every uniform that's displayed here, all the things that's displayed out front, reminds us today that men and women have stood in times of battle and times of war and even in times of peace to defend this great nation. And we ought to thank God for that. And we ought to thank them for that. Listen, this freedom that we so celebrate does not come cheap. You say, preacher, you've reminded us of that time and time again. Could I remind you one more time? Thank God the freedom that we had did not come cheap as Americans. And could I say, the freedom I have in my heart, the peace that I have in my heart, the joy that I have in my heart, it did not come cheap. Thank God for a hill called Calvary. Thank God for a man named Jesus that was willing to go and lay down his life. Thank God and suffer as no man ever suffered. He didn't deserve it. I deserved it. And you deserved it. But thank God. I'm glad. Thank God he was willing. Hallelujah. To look at that crowd and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He laid down his life. Thank God that I could be free, that I could be free, that you could be free, that mankind could have peace and freedom in his heart this morning. Thank God, what a Savior. We need to teach a heritage. We need to pass a flowing stream on to them and remind them of America's heritage, of its history, and of its heartaches. A lot of sacrifice been made so that you could be here today and sit in this church service without fear of the government. Now, it may not always be like this. And I'll talk about that in just a few moments. We ought to teach them. We ought to let flow from our life to their life. There's a lot of red on this flag. Been a lot of red shed. Some of you have got... I know I made mention of a few things after Memorial Day or the Sunday of Memorial Day that night. We preached and talked about, I think, over a million lives. Over a million lives has been given so that you could come this morning and worship the true and the living God, so that you can still speak English. You might be speaking German or Japanese or... Think about them poor folk in a place called North Korea today. I mean, they just seem to shoot you just to look at you. You go against them. Some of our people was to go over there and do some of the things that they do here. Honey, they wouldn't live till the sun comes up. There's been a lot of heartache. A lot of bloodshed. So that you could call yourself a citizen of the United States of America. And we need to pass that along. I don't want them to forget it. I want to remind them. I want to remind them every time that they go to a ball game, every time that there's a pledge of allegiance to this flag, that they stand boldly, that they stand proudly, hallelujah, and salute that flag, knowing of the heartache that's taken place so that they could have the freedom that we have this morning. I don't have time for people that burn it. Hey, man, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for this crowd that's always protesting it. Friend, if you don't like it, we'll buy you a ticket and send you anywhere you want, a one-way ticket anywhere you want to go and drop you out and see how good things are there. Listen to me, young people, this morning. You ought to thank God that you was born in the United States of America. Hallelujah. And people are standing, no doubt, in harm's way this morning so that you could be here without fear.
Hey, some of us older folks ought to get a hold of that today and thank God for it. Listen, we need to remind them of the history. America's founding. We ought to remind them of its history. We ought to remind them of its heartaches. We ought to remind them of its helper. Now, thank God for all those that have served. I salute you this morning, and we're going to honor you this afternoon. And I'll tell you what, there's one that is our helper today that is beyond this world. Oh, my soul, friend, I'm glad there's a God in heaven. Thank God that is a sovereign God. I'm glad there's a God in heaven, even though with all of its problems, He still shined upon this great nation. He still protected this great nation. He still brought us through those heartaches and those storms. I'm telling you this morning, I wish America would wake up and repent and get right with God. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's all because of our helper this morning. Thank God that we are where we are this morning. Hallelujah. Look in your Bible. Psalms 124. If it had not been the Lord, I understand He's talking about Israel. I understand that. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad the I'm glad the same God, looked after Israel and brought Israel out through some of the things that it's been through, and one day will restore that great nation. As you read your Bible, as you look in the Old Testament, you'll find that God reminded His people to remind those children, those next generations coming, of the great God and the hand of God and the work of God and the delivering of God. I'm telling you, and we ought to do the same. Had it not been the Lord who was on our side. Now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick with their wrath. Was kindled against us. When the wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Hallelujah. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Verse 8. We ought to shout on this one. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Thank God this morning for our history. I think about the heartaches. But this morning, I'm glad for our eternal high God that is our helper this morning. America would not be what she is today without the hand of the helper. I want you to understand, one day if we forget about Him, God can take that same hand and He can pull it back. Just like He did with Israel. And I'm afraid we're headed in that direction. But I want these young people to know, thank God there's a helper. There's one that can help us fight every battle. Hallelujah for the Lamb of God. We ought to remind them this morning of America's foundation, of its history, of its heartaches, of its helper. Number two, not only should we remind them of America's founding or foundation, but we should remind them of America's freedom. I think about Psalms 33:12. The Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We ought to thank God for that this morning. We ought to not only remind them of our foundation, we ought to remind them of our freedom. We take freedom for granted every day. Amen. We take it for granted every day. Well, I'll tell you what, when it's gone, it'll be gone. Preacher, can you foresee a time? Yes, sir, I sure can. I pray not. I pray it not be in my lifetime, my children's lifetime, my great-grandchildren. I pray it not be. See, what modern humanism and secularism is doing today is that they want to take all this away. They don't want them to know this, Miss Joe. But as the pastor of this church, I'm going to tell them. Yes. Why? Because I still got the freedom to do it.
Amen.
Yes. Hey, man.
Yes.
I still got the freedom to do it.
Amen.
We ought to remind them of America's founding. We ought to remind them this morning of America's freedom. And again, that freedom didn't come cheap. America is known as the land of opportunity. To our young people that are here this morning that was in youth camp this week, do you remember what they talked about all week? Potential. Potential. Because that we live in the land of opportunity. Preacher, is there anywhere else you'd rather live? Nope. Lord's given me opportunity to travel to some different places, and there's not one place that I've been to that I wanted to stay and not come back home. This is the land of opportunity. This is the land of potential. And I want you to know every one of you's got potential. Preacher, I'm such and such old, you still got potential. America, we need to remind them of America's freedom, the land of opportunity. We have potential, we have opportunity to be whatever God has designed us to be. No other country in the world affords to its people the opportunities whereby that you and I today have in this United States of America. Nowhere else that I know of. It's the land of opportunity. Number one, it's the land of opportunity to worship. Now, thank God there's other places in the world that have churches and opportunities to worship, but do you also understand there's places that don't have? And you have to worship the way they say worship. You have to worship what they say worship. But I'm glad this morning that I can worship in freedom without concern of anybody telling me how, when, or what to worship. Thank God I have that freedom. I'll be honest with you. I'm afraid we take for granted the opportunity to be able to gather and worship. Thank God what a privilege it is. What an opportunity that it is this morning to be able to gather and worship. One of America's great freedoms. Of course, there's many, and I don't have time to deal with all of them this morning, but not only do we have freedom to worship, we have freedom to work. Oh, I know that's a dirty word in today's society. But young people, I want you to know this morning, you can become whatever you want to become if you're willing to work. I was taught from just a little fellow up, if you want anything, you're going to have to work for it. Hey, that still works. Hey, man. It still needs to be taught to our children. We need to let it flow from our lives to their lives. We have a society that wants everybody to hand them something. Hey, man. Go back there and talk to Brother Ralph Myers after the service. A man that served in World War II was on the beach when they stormed Normandy. Dodging bullets and bombs. You think that was easy? I guaranteed it wasn't. And some of these other men that have served. I'm telling you this morning, thank God we have freedom. We have freedom to worship. We have freedom to work and become anything that God has designed us to be this morning. Amen. You have potential. You can work and provide for your family. You don't have to count on the government. You don't have to count on nobody else. Matter of fact, you ought not to. If you're able-bodied, you ought to go out and work. Paul said a man that didn't work, He didn't eat. It's the freedom we got. Be anything you want to be. If you want to be a doctor, you can be a doctor. If you want to be a lawyer, you can be a lawyer. If you want to be a carpenter, you can be a carpenter. You want to mow grass, you can mow grass. You want to go to work and serve in our military? You can do that. You want to be a funeral director? You can do that. You want to sell cars? You can do that. I don't know that I'd recommend it, but you can do that. You want to be an engineer? You can be an engineer. God designs you and calls you to be a preacher? You can be a preacher. God calls you and designs you to be a missionary? You can be a missionary. Greatest country in the world. Greatest country in the world. It's the land of freedom. It's the land of opportunity. About to lose some of you. We have the freedom not only to worship and to work, but we have the freedom to witness of the goodness of God. We need to pass on to our children, to the next generations, America's foundation. We need to pass on to the next generation America's freedom. But Elisha, this morning, we need to pass on to our children America's faith. Preacher, there's a lot of people in America that don't have faith. They do, they just don't know it. How in the world some people could say there's no God is beyond me. They had any ounce of sense, they'd have, all they have to do is walk outside and look up or look out and they can see there's a God. But I'm glad that we still live in a nation, even though with all of its problem, all of its sin, all of its rebellion, I'm glad, thank God, there's churches, hallelujah, throughout America, throughout this county, throughout this nation, throughout this very state, hallelujah, Brother Randy, that's still standing, hallelujah, on the faith of our forefathers, and they're holding up, thank God, the bloodstained banner of Calvary, and they're letting men, women, boys, and girls know that there's a God in heaven. Hallelujah, that's worthy to know, that's worthy to serve. I'm telling you, thank God for America's faith. Amen. There was one time in history that, and not too often, or not so far back in history, that there were more missionaries sent from the United States of America than any country in the world. That's faith. And now, unfortunately, In some places, missionaries are coming here. But thank God for America's faith. Thank God, Brother Richard, I can still stand at Pleasant Grove Baptist Church on a Sunday morning. Hallelujah, getting ready to celebrate Independence Day and Freedom Day. Hallelujah, without apology, without compromise, and without fear. And preach this book. Let me give you three things about America's faith and I'm done. How you and I need to continue the good fight of faith. Had it not been, even though the soldiers have served, even though the fighting's been done, had it not been for the faith of many Americans, this nation would not be what it is today. When them boys was fighting in World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, they was mamas and daddies and churches on their knees in America. Praying for their boys and their girls and their family members, for their country. So could I say this morning in America's faith, one of the things that we need to pass on to our children is pray for your nation. I honestly believe, I believe it's one of the greatest things that we could do. Is pray for our nation. You pray for our military. Hey, there's some in harm's way today that we know nothing about. How do you know that, preacher? Because I know the world we're living in. Just the other week, passing right by our church, we were reminded. Miss Jo, I was watching a video, and old Miss Joe, as that casket come by, or as that funeral procession come by, old Miss Joe was out there in that driveway. Boy, she was just a-waving that flag and a-waving that flag, and people sitting in our parking lot. I'm telling you to thank God to remind that family that somebody cared, and that faith, thank God, was still in this great nation, or in the great God, and that it brought this nation to where it's at. I'm telling you this morning, the greatest thing that we could do for our nation, the greatest thing that we could do for our military, the greatest thing that we could do for our government is to pray, to pray, to pray this morning. Amen. Some of you that may have faced wartime, some of you that may have faced harm's way, the thing that may have protected you is somebody was praying for you. And we ought to keep praying. And you say, well, preacher, somebody may have been praying for that boy and his family, but, well, sometimes God just says it's time. War is not a pretty thing. It's a heartache, as I've already talked about. It happens. One thing I want to pass on to you as a congregation, we need to pray for the faith of America. We need to pray for the return of America to the God that's brought us where He's brought us to. Let me give you a couple more things and I'm done, I promise. We need to teach them to pray for our nation. We need to teach them to participate. Y'all hearing me? If we do not participate and stand up for what is right, who will? Some of you didn't get it, so I'm going to say it again. If we, as God's people, don't stand up for what is right and participate, then, friend, we are in trouble. Preacher, there's no need for me to vote. I felt the same way. But praise God, it is your freedom and your God-given responsibility. Amen, amen. Amen, preacher! Right. You ought to pray for them. But then you ought to participate. Do your part as an American. Do your part as a Christian to stand up for what is right. Amen. Very little right. Very few people standing up for what is right. But friend, it's still worthy to stand up for. Because if we don't stand up for what is right one of these days, it'll be done. It'll be done. America's faith. We need to pass on America's faith. We need to pray. We need to participate. And thirdly, we need to promote the gospel. What is the hope of America today? America, could I say this morning, is a very divided nation. And the Bible plainly teaches us that a house divided against itself shall not stand. Now, I believe you could take that down to your household. I believe you could bring it right here to this church this morning. And I believe you can bring it right down to this nation. Blessed be the nation whose God is Lord. Well, what's going to make things right, preacher? Just keep promoting that gospel. Because it is only the gospel that will change the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls. And friend, it is the thing, if you're here today without Christ, that will change your life for eternity. America's faith. We need to pray. We need to participate. And with all that is within us, we ought to promote the gospel. I'm glad we got the website. Brother Scotty was just telling me about somebody this morning that had sent an email looking for a church. I have people week after week after week. Preacher, we listen to you on the radio broadcast. You say, preacher, we're not seeing any results from it. We don't have to. We don't know what God's doing in it or through it. He never promised us any results. He just told us, Brother Richard, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Why? Because the gospel is the only thing that'll change the hearts and lives of these young people. Boy, I'm glad I got to see that and be a part of that this week. I've been watching Little Miss Lakin. She'd been to Good News Club. She'd asked so many questions, and Miss Cindy had counseled with her many times and asked so many questions. And just like the Holy Spirit said, I want you to keep an eye on her. Tuesday night it broke out. I'm telling you what's the truth. It just broke out. And them children were singing and praising God and going to the altar. And I believe, Brother Jill, you was there. And I was sitting there watching. And I seen Cheyenne, I believe, come out. I don't know. Maybe it was before I went down. I don't know. But I did see her start moving. But I seen Lakin. I seen her move. I took off. I didn't want nobody else to get to that young'un. I was going to get to her.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I got down there. I couldn't get this way to her, so I had to run around this. And they had that thing on Facebook. Some of you might have seen it. Here, poor old preacher, he couldn't go this way, so he just takes off running and goes this way. I get over there, and I just fall out there so I could get to her. I said, Miss Lakin, honey, why'd you come? He'd be saved. I said, I think we can take care of that.
Amen.
Took her some scripture, shared some scripture with her, we prayed. And guess what, Miss Debbie? God done just exactly what He said He'd do.
Yeah.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Some more got in.
Yeah.
But I got to pray with her. I said, ain't nobody else getting her. I'm getting her. And God let me be a part of that. I'll be honest with you, there's no greater joy than telling somebody how to be saved. And it'd just joy and tickle my heart to death good, friend, if you're here today without Christ, to point you to the same Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Friend, you can be saved and saved today. Let's never forget to remind these children, because they are a heritage. And that word means a stream, something that flows. Don't wait to sit down and ride a wheel to give them something at the end of your life. Leave them something now. Let them know about America's founding. Let them know about America's freedom. But most importantly, let them know about America's faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Stand on our feet all over the building this morning. God spoke to your heart. Maybe God spoke to you and you want to bring your family, your children down here and say, God, with your help, I'm going to leave some things to my children. That has an everlasting and eternal effect and leaves an appreciation and responsibility as Americans and as Christians. Brother Scotty, come give us a song. Father, we love you this morning. Thank you for loving us. Thank you this morning for this great nation in which we live and work and play and worship and witness. And Lord, I thank you for these children, these young people. And Lord, I pray that we'd always live before them as an example of the goodness and the greatness of Almighty God. And let them be appreciative of our founding. And how people toiled and give up everything they had so that they come and start this nation. That we could be Americans. And Lord, to not forget about the freedoms that we so enjoy. But most of all, to be appreciative and feel a responsibility to the faith that we have to pass on to those around us. Lord, I love you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for this church. Thank you for this good number here today. And Lord, I pray that we all truly see the responsibility that each of us has to pass along the good things of God to the next generation. Lord, if there's one here today who's never trusted you as Savior, I pray right now in the stillness of this service, God, that you'd speak to their hearts. And I pray they come today and receive you as Savior. And I pray if there's one here cold and indifferent, out of the will of God, Lord, I pray you'd help them to come as well. But maybe there's some here today that just wants to come and pray and ask for your guidance and your help. Lord, I don't know. I just commit it to your hands. Lord, you do that which only you can do. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. As we